Jack Adams here from Bluesville, WDIY, and talking to me today, the one, the only, Anna Popovich. Anna, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing wonderful. Tell us what you're up to. Are you touring? Are you recording? What's going on?
I am. It's been a very busy few months, and the record's officially done today. This is the day. I'm just back from the studio, and I've been working on the biggest project of my career so far. It's called Trilogy, and it's coming out in May. It's really a sum of different musical styles and different sounds of my music and myself. So on three different CDs, there's going to be something that we can call a jazz record, a funk record, and a blues record, and everything in between. It's very exciting, and I wanted these three things to sound different. I wanted to feature different types of music and different sides of myself and my music. It's been a blast just recording with these incredible people. That's something that we're going to be starting to promote in a few months from now. And, you know, of course, I didn't have much time to get ready for the tour, but I know the places we are going to be playing these coming 10 days. What you said, I'm no stranger to those places.
Oh, yes.
And I'm really looking forward to going
coming
back
up,
there.
Sellersville Theater, and shortly after that at Penn's Peak. But as you said about the music, the different styles, that's something I wanted to touch on. I was listening to the CD you made with your father. You could sense the pride that both of you had in each other. And you could feel that side of you. And then I listened to Can You Stand the Heat, where you touched on that Memphis kind of R&B funk sound.
Yeah, that's right.
And not only did you play well and sing well, you also stopped and gave room to the rhythm section and to the vocalist, and not only put parts in, but stepped back and left parts out purposely to let the sound develop. That's something you usually don't see until somebody's 70 years old. I was amazed with it. It was wonderful.
I think it's fantastic to first surround yourself with great musicians and then really feature them and let them shine in what they're good at. You know, I mean, the best thing about being in Memphis really is that you're so close to these incredible meccas, you know. I mean, 3 hours for me is a Nashville, you know, musician circle, circuit and producers and, you know, certain types of drummers. And then I just came back from New Orleans, and I was so, you know, blessed to be able to surround myself with a jazz, real jazz crew this time, you know, for my jazz record, and then a funk record as well recorded there. I did write some jazz stuff in the past that some of you probably, some of my audience knows and you, but I never recorded it really in order to sound exactly jazz. And this time I did with amazing people. Delphia Marsalis produced the record. With, you know, legends like Herlin Riley, a jazz legend on drums, Bernard Purdy, a legend, one of the most recorded drummers, if not the most recorded drummer in the world. So, I mean, it's incredible to just feature these people. George Porter Jr. on bass on the funk record, Ivan Neville on the funk record.
Really?
Fantastic Tom Hambridge producing the blues parts. But I really love to recognize what songs would be good for what type of players and then really feature them and give them the right material so they can shine versus trying to get everything that I write, and I write different types of songs to you know, and not really get the jazz sound out, not really get the funk sound out. So this time, with a 25-plus songs, I'm not even sure what's going to be the final number. I did feature different, you know, musicians, and I hope gave them enough space.
You have a big fan base here in Pennsylvania, and we've seen you play. We've seen you take a basic Stevie Ray Vaughan song and do it with a slide and do it completely different.
Yeah, well, nobody's better than Stevie, you know that. But,
right.
I mean, I can try to do it a little justice. No, and I have a certain similar sound coming on the new record as well for all the guitar lovers and instrumental lovers, you know, a lot of guitars. I have that coming up as well as the ballads. We are happy to present all of this very soon and this coming week too in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you enjoyed Memphis. I know every time I've been there, I enjoyed the music, but I also enjoyed the food. It's not a bad place to be.
It is not, that's right.
Very good place to be. Tell us a little bit about the touring you've been doing. It seems like you're on the road forever.
It always has. You know, I kind of set the norm for me 10 years ago. I said, I'm not going to do more than 130 shows. And it's been like that ever since. I love the number. We do, you know, anything between 100 and 130 a year. And that's just enough for me to get back home and be just a good good family person and get my, you know, batteries charged and write songs and you know, kind of, you go back from the road and you go off the road, you know, and you can just overlook the career and overlook what's the things you want to improve and which direction you want to move. So everyone always tells me, I just looked at your agenda. It's crazy. How do you do that? You got two kids and like, that seems worse. Than
maybe our listeners aren't aware of that. Not only are you producing the records and writing music and performing and touring, you're raising a family too.
Yeah, you know, you got to do it all. It's a modern woman. You know, you got to do it all. You got to, you know, be able to juggle all these things. But I'm hoping I'm kind of a, you know, inspiring other women to do the same. I think you can combine everything, and it's a lot of work, but I think it's worth it. And you are only becoming a better person, a better musician, if you are able to do both, you know, and not just dedicate yourself to, let's say, 300 shows a year, like some of the blues people did in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Those days are over. But I always try to have a healthy number of shows, and if it gets too much, it's going to get crazy. But in March, we take some time off. Like, April is my month to just breathe right before the record's going to be released.
Good.
So I do all these things on purpose. If you see my agenda, it's all thought of ahead of time.
Well, you're in Europe. You're in the United States. You're touring.
Yeah.
You're in the studio, raising kids. Kids playing music at all?
Oh, yeah. You know, my son's really musical. My daughter, a little less. But you see, she's very self-assured. And he just really is a soccer guy. So, you know, he's not interested at all when we think, you should be doing something with music because it's beautiful how you can sing and dance and play. He plays drums and plays guitar and doesn't really want to practice any of that. He wants to be a soccer player. He's seven
wow.
years old. So you see that my daughter's not nearly as talented as him. We don't tell her that, but she's free. But she sings all day long with a lot of confidence, you see. And I think that's sometimes more important than having somebody who is so, just from the very early age, just he can do anything. I'm thinking, you know, I mean, I think I was somewhere like that. I don't think I was a fast learner. I don't think I could do all these things when I was very early age, but I did have something like I really wanted this. I wanted music. I wanted, and I worked on it hard. Sometimes that's maybe a better even thing. But, you know, I want them to really do whatever they want. And I want them to, if they want to choose for music, I want them to choose for music versus me pushing them. There's so many incredibly talented people out there. I think the only way you can really be successful is if you really want it.
It's the family business.
We do have a stage in the living room, so we build that for them to just grow up around amps and drums and stuff. So we'll see.
I wanted to compliment you on being part of the Hendrix Experience. That's a real tribute
Thank
to telling you the quality that you are.
It's a long-time dream come true. It's going to be the third tour I'm a part of. And all these tours, I was the only female artist. And I think it's an incredible thing because, first, they don't have a whole lot of ladies, and that's my summer job. I need to change that. We need to get more ladies involved in the future, and it's an incredible tour, really. I'm just amazed how down-to-earth all these incredible players are. It's a challenge to just be a part of that team and just come out after those guys are shredding. And you know, on the last tour, they gave me a slot right after Zakk Wylde, and you know, he went into the crowd and you know, he burned the place down. And I'm thinking that it's not a cool thing to do to a lady. You know, you can't have her come out after Zakk Wylde, but at the same time, I'm thinking this is just so challenging for me, and it gives me a kick. It's fantastic. You have to come up and put your A game out every night, and that's just something I really want to be a part of.
I've talked to a few people that saw that last show, and they weren't disappointed in you at all. We're going to wrap it up now, and we want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Looking forward to seeing you. And anything else you want to say before we cut it loose today?
Hold on and wait for the record. To all my fans, it's going to be, I promise, I'm going to bring out a really great amount of music and really good quality music very soon. And looking forward to seeing everybody on the shows.
Anna, great talking to you. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for calling.
Jack Adams from Bluesville, Anna Popovic, February 20th at Penn's Peak. Check it out.